welcome to a bonus episode of U-Podcast and Curry Smugglers and Filmy Girl. We are going to be talking about item numbers this episode. So let me introduce my guests first. Kara, Filmy Girl. Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. How's the weather the other side of the Atlantic?
Wow, it's really hot. Really, really hot.
Because London's been in a state of heat wave for like a month now. I don't think anybody should be complaining about the weather in London.
No, your heat wave is nothing. It's been like over 100 degrees here the last few weeks, actually.
So, and my second guest from the Curry Smugglers, Paresh.
Hey, what's up?
P-Dog.
P-Dog. That's my new DJ name, P-Dog.
I wanted to give you an AKA. How's it going, man?
It's going fantastic, and I am not in such a heat wave as Washington, D.C., but it's still pretty warm here. At least we have sun, unlike the U.K., which is, I know you guys don't get that most of the time.
Yeah, dude, I'm wearing shorts, man. D.C. wearing shorts.
Oh, put that away, man. Jeez.
Yeah, cover up those legs. We don't want to see all that.
Oh, put that away. Actually, I'm wearing shorts, too, but then, you know, it is 75 degrees here, which is, I don't even know what it is in Celsius, like 23, 20, whatever that is, so...
So, I'm without my co-host, you're without Pauji number do, as a good person would say.
Yes, I am without Pauji number do.
So, Kara, you'll have to back us up here, right?
And I'm always solo, so it's nice to have some people to talk to.
Oh, Tyr, you're always solo.
Oh, I know, single but fabulous.
But at least we have a good reason to be on the show today, because we're talking about things that we like to watch when we're on our own, because I don't think, at least in my lists, I don't watch this with family around. It's like borderline soft porn.
It is, isn't it? I mean, what we're talking about is item numbers. And item numbers, I mean, how could you describe them? I looked it up on Wikipedia, and I think there's a few things that come up in every item number. So, Kara, you being the librarian out of all of us, maybe you can kind of explain what, in your eyes, an item number is.
Well, the main thing about item numbers is titillation, which I think we can probably all agree on.
Yes.
And I think, like, the ideal item number shows up right when the film is getting, like, boring. It kind of hits, like, a low point, and you stick that item number in. Always a guest star. It's usually, like, sort of explicitly depicted. Not, like, explicit sexually, but, you know, it's on stage. There might be a band. But it's definitely, like, a performance, and it's usually a performance for the audience, us watching at home or in the theater. Right. But in it always kind of, like, it's there to, like, juice up the action, like juice up.
You know what I mean? Please never use the word juice and item number ever again in the same sentence. Just never.
I think we'll have to be careful with a lot of language in this episode. A lot of
unintentional double entendres, right?
What about you, right, Paresh? What for you makes a good item number?
I think for me, a good item number actually translates to a simple thing: is am I going to rewind the movie to watch it again? I think that, at least on a DVD perspective, if I'm in the cinema hall watching it, you know, it's a completely different story. But if I have it on a DVD, am I going to flip back and read out my DVD because I'm watching that same song again and again? And then am I doing a paused frame by frame going, oh, look at that, you know? It's like, so yes, needless to say, I bring the lowest common denominator to the show today. But more often than not, I think Kara's right. It is at a point where the movie's kind of needs a little jump in the pacing, because ultimately, most item numbers either happen before a very melodramatic sequence of events, or happen to be when the movie puts it into final gear to go towards the climax. It's never usually at the start of the movie. At least the ones that I have on my list, I have none of these songs at the start of the movie.
Yeah, I don't like the starting item numbers, because then you come in, you're already excited to see the film, and it's just like, really? And then the ones at the ending credits, I don't like how they're starting to do that now either. Yeah, that's not...
Remix pop videos.
Yeah, because then it's just for MTV, you know? It's not for... It doesn't have any purpose in the story, so...
Right, and I'm trying to think which ones came out recently that I didn't like at the end credits. I can't think of any right now, but I can think of one that started a show, started a movie, was the intro Doom Do, which was the most pointless, well, it's a great song, was the most pointless video ever.
Was that the one with Hrithik dancing, right?
Yeah. I know the Hrithik haters and the Hrithik lovers all over the world are like, ooh, wait, controversy, but I'm just thinking to myself going, it's great, you gave him a spray on tan, you put him in a wife beater, gave him a little bit of a really cool kind of showcase your dance moves kind of situation, but what did it do for the movie, and really, was it worth it? Because it seemed like an MTV video again.
But I think generally, item numbers don't have any bearing to the plot whatsoever. I mean, the only device that an item number is when a hero is trying to sneak somewhere into like the villain's lair or something, and you see like these glances and close-up shots, and that's usually it.
It's what I like to call a ZTV zoom, right?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have any bearing on the plot necessarily, but I think it has a bearing like in the overall flow of the movie. Mm. You know, because you want to keep, like, you're watching a 2.5 hour, 3 hour movie, like, you want to keep people interested, you want to keep them like going, you want to give them a reason to like keep watching, and I think that's what the item numbers are really good for.
Right.
Paresh, you were mentioning that does it make me want to rewind the DVD and watch the song again? So would you say it's more of a visual or an oral thing? Are these songs actually good? Are we listening to them in our cars or whatever, or are we only watching them?
I think it's a very healthy mix of both. I mean, at least on the songs that I've picked, I think that I actually listen to them in the car first. It's just the ever important, you know, car road test. If it passes in the car, it'll pass on screen, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It really depends. Like, there's some songs that you listen to and then you go, oh man, they totally pooched it on the video. A good example of that is Uff Tariyada from Karthik Calling Karthik.
It's yes.
A fantastic song. And then you watch the video going, what just happened?
Yeah. It's like 2.5 minutes of Deepika flailing her arms around, and you're like, really?
Hey,
couldn't
hey,
have gotten
hey, hey,
Mamed
hey,
Khan
hey,
to come in there
hey, now,
for
hey,
five
now,
minutes to
now.
Dance in the club?
Hey, now. Let's not go too far. Let's not go too far.
Well, you know, she's doing an item for a Telugu or Tamil film that should be out soon.
Right. It was just disappointing because to me, I looked at that video and I haven't watched the whole movie yet, but at least watching the video. Well, yeah, and which is why it's a DVD movie, which I'll catch up to at some point. But just watching the video on YouTube, you're looking at this going, really? What a beautiful song. But then you pushed it. And it's not necessarily an item number, but still, it's such a nice song. So yes, to your point, Asim, I think it is an oral experience and a visual experience, because at least the songs that we've picked here between our three lists, all of them have memorable videos.
Right.
And they're memorable songs, too. Mm.
I mean, there are a few kind of item songs, and we were debating between us, should we allow this, should we allow that? I mean, some item numbers feature a star, some feature like more of a starlet, or even sometimes a choreographer that's dancing there. I think in Kullam Kullab from Road, you got Ganesh Acharya dancing with Kona Mitra. So
yeah.
There's another facet of it that takes it a one step further, is kind of the multi-star item number.
Or right.
That, like when you had on your, it's going to be your honorable mention, right? I don't know if
right.
You want to spoil it, but...
No, we're not spoiling right now, but yes, we're going to talk about it shortly. Yes, that one's basically where it's like, let me throw some money around and make some phone calls and call in every single favor I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, and that's like a pure marketing device in a way.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Or it's also in some cases a, you know, hey, it's how do I want to say this? It's like those where are they now kind of pieces. It's
yeah.
Like, hey, I didn't know that person's still alive. You know, oh, look, there they are.
Oh, she's still looking good. Look at her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So how about we actually kick into the lists here? Let's start. Kara, ladies first, why don't you tell us what your first song is?
Oh, okay. It's O Mangara Mangara from Inkar.
Okay.
And yeah. I'm sure we've all seen it, yes. Well, I picked it because, first of all, it's exactly what I was talking about with, it comes in the second half, like post-interval, and it's right before the film, like it's kind of dragging, and you're like, God, is this, you know, is Vinod Khanna ever going to like catch Amjad Khan? And you're like, well, yes, but can you do it quick?
Right.
And then, you know, in comes, like a close-up of Helen's ass, and we see it for like 30 seconds before it pans up to her face, and you're like, all right. And she does this whole like crazy dance in this like dusty bar, and it's just amazing. And like the whole like the energy in that song is just incredible.
Right.
I don't know, I really, really like it.
It's funny, is anywhere else in the world it would be totally appropriate to say your face, your ass, what's the difference? But in this case, it's so, you know, it is such a, you actually look at the video and go, wow, who is this? And suddenly you go, oh, tell him. Oh, awesome. Because nowadays, in today's day and age, if you start with that kind of look, you'd be like, okay, it could be any girl they picked up off the street, you know, because yeah. you wouldn't know who was who. But Helen's, can we say it on this podcast? Can we say Helen's ass is iconic? Can we say that?
I would agree with that.
I guess we can if Salman Khan doesn't come chase us and beat us down or something like that. Yeah, but Helen, she is iconic. I mean, if there was like an iconic queen of item numbers, it would be Helen, right? She just manages to make it look classy. I don't know.
But she's still sexy, though, I think, in that song. Like, the way she, like, does that hip shimmy, and there's this, like, she sprays everyone with alcohol, and it's just, like, it's crazy. And she does this whole thing where she gets up on the bar, and she's just kind of, like, inching along and, like, shimmying her hips. She, like, lifts her hips off the bar and, like, shakes them, and it's just, like, really sexy.
Well, right, and then there's this, then one thing I always remember, Helen, actually, two things that I remember about Helen is, first thing is the hip shimmy, but she's always doing this little, I don't even know what to call it. It's like how Cass does that little stomach crawl thing when you're trying to pounce. It's just this really, it's a really cat-like kind of move that she does that's really good. But I think the second thing that she does is something that's missing even today, and I'll admit this, even in the item numbers we see all over the world, is there's something that she conveyed with her eyes. There was, every time you watched a Helen video, you knew that this woman in that character or in that moment in time in the movie would totally hit that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, she was like 40 in that song.
Right. You were right. And you look at that, and exactly. She was,
yeah.
So, Paresh, man, number five for you.
Number five for me is actually from a recent movie. Is from Munna by MBBS, is Dekh Le with Mumeet. Dekh Le, aankhon mein aankhe da, seekh le, har pal mein jeena yaar, soch le. जीवन के पल है चार याद रख मरना है एक बार मरने से पहले जीना सीख ले. I think that was her Hindi movie debut, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Kara, you can correct me if I'm wrong here.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Yeah, and Dekh Le was for me was I think it was a really good song, first, you know, and second is when you watch the video, you're like, oh, hello, you know, that's a dying man's wish right there, mm-mm, you know, and then it didn't, then also the fact that the whole song passes by, and there's a next scene, which is right after that, where Sanjay Dutt's character, Munabai, comes to Jimmy Shergill's character, and he just goes, Dekh Le, and he walks away, and it's just like, ha-ha, yes, it's like a little, you know, lush, lush, wick, wick, we had some fun last night kind of thing. It was kind of cool.
And you know? Yeah.
The funny part about that song is also that Munabai is a very kind of family-orientated movie, you know, it's like, right. I think you can go, and then suddenly this song drops in there, and it really illustrates the absurdity of Bollywood in a way.
Yeah, exactly. But also it also underscores the important male chord.
Oh, because I don't like this one, and part of it is because I don't like the song. There's like that annoying fake laugh that she does. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
But
and also like Jimmy Shergill looks terrified. He looks so terrified the entire time. And I love Mumeet Khan, and she's really good in that. But between the song and him looking like just scared. Like, he's going to piss the bed.
Right, right. Do you know that one thing I actually don't like, and I agree with you, is the fake laughs in any song, first things first. And second is the, what's it? It's the fake laughing, and then the conversational, the sing-songy conversational bits that they have in these songs.
Yeah, like shiny, like poetry.
Or poetry. It's like, okay, really? Are you serious? This is, you know, talk about taking me away completely from the experience and then bringing me back again. It's just, you end up on the outside, but you're right. I think Jimmy Shergill, because he looks terrified for me, I think this is where the perspective is different, is because he looks terrified and he's such a goody two-shoes in the movie, it kind of made sense, but you're right. I think he overdid it.
He overdid it just a little. But I mean, I guess then if you're a goody two-shoes and Mumeet descends from the ceiling like on a spider web, you might be a little scared.
Oh, right, exactly. But then there's a very small part of you going, oh, yes, praise the Lord.
And it's also one of those things that I think you can find in a lot of item numbers. It's a lot of men ogling one woman.
Yeah, but she's usually in control, though, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, but it is this weird thing that I think happens a lot, where in item numbers, there's like a group of men watching one woman. And it's probably because in India, Pakistan, at that time when item numbers started, there was no access to porn.
I would agree. I would agree with that. No, I think I would. I honestly feel like I would. But, you know, I think the other thing is also the fact that it's wow, this podcast is turning into social commentary when I'm going to say that part. But I think Karen, you will agree with me the fact that it also caters to one thing that most human beings in the world will never admit to, is their voyeuristic tendencies.
Oh, yeah, of course. And it's also, you know, I mean, that's what keeps people coming back into the theater. Like, you know, you get a good item song post-interval, people are going to come, they're going to watch it, and they're going to stay, you know, because they want to see it again.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And I don't know if you've ever had, when you were in India, did you ever watch a movie and sit down and watch the movie down in what they call the stall level of the cinema? Right? But when an item number comes on, there's people throwing money at the screens, they're dancing in the aisleways, they're whistling, there's dancing up on that little 3 foot room that they have in front of the screen. It goes pretty nuts in there.
Well, it's kind of it's funny when you kind of compare it to basically a strip show in a way. That's a lot of men are also ogling one woman and throwing money at her. So it's kind of like the same thing, but in a very different context.
Well, I cannot confirm or deny that I've been to a strip club on the air.
I've had friends who were strippers, and some of them really like it, and some of them just do it for the money, and some of them are on drugs, so. You know,
but those are all mutually exclusive, or is there an intersection somewhere there too?
It's like a Venn diagram. You can.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, let's move on to
your number five.
And let's hear a small snippet of it. Didar De from Das. So that was Didar De from the 2005 movie Das, and dancing in it was Mighty Grace. Gracie, is that how you? I don't know how you pronounce her name, but she was married to Prince apparently, and she also helped choreograph Britney Spears in I'm a Slave for You. See, Wikipedia really enhances knowledge.
Oh, okay, nice.
Here, this song was by Vishal Shekhar, who I kind of love these guys. They're able to really, I mean, they are really able to drop some banging tracks, and they've been really consistent. And I think Das was their first big time scores.
Yeah.
I just love that track.
Right. And it's funny is because there's actually two item numbers in this movie, is this one and the title track to Das, which is with Zayd Khan and AB Jr. at the start of the movie, which I personally feel like is the better one of the
Yeah,
two.
that's actually one of my favorites. It's the one I request from DJs when I get drunk at a club. I'm always like, let's play Das, and sometimes they agree.
and then sometimes they look at you going, oh, poor white girl.
I know. Sometimes, yeah, usually it's the second one.
Number five is a good one, Austin. That's a good one. So what do you got for number four?
I picked Bavare from Luck by Chance, which. It's a little, I don't know, maybe my reasons are too intellectual, but I like this one a lot just because it's a fun song and the track is really good. But also it's just so over the top with the circus theme and the costumes and Rithik like thrusting his pelvis everywhere. And like the way that it's placed in the film is just like, because Luck by Chance is a very kind of serious, kind of dour. I actually didn't like the movie that much, but this song was just like, teasing you with everything that was good about Bollywood. Like, it was just sitting there. And, like, once it was done, like, I didn't want to be in the theater. Like, I wish I could just flip back and, like, watch the song 10 more times.
Right. What's interesting is that I actually didn't mind the movie. I actually liked the fact that they showed the movie, they showed the industry in a very, I wouldn't say real, but yes, a very stark kind of, yeah. You know, it's a cutthroat business. It's very cutthroat. You speak to, you've been there yourself. We've got a couple of fans of each of our respective shows and our friend circle online who actually have worked in the industry as an intern or for some reason whatsoever. And they'll come and tell you, dude, it isn't all like, you know, rainbows and Skittles. It's crap.
Yeah. And I don't think, I mean, I clearly, like, I don't think that it is rainbows and sunshine, but I just, you know, and I don't mind seeing that aspect of the industry, like, portrayed in a film. I just didn't particularly like this film, but I thought that the song was interesting, and I thought that it, like, worked really well as an item just because it was, like, Bali, like, porn. Like, you know, here's this gray film, and then they stick this amazing, like, colorful, circusy, like, everything is going on in it. Song like right in there to tease you.
The whole video was great, and I know Asim's gonna agree with me on this one. Is they had me, I was loving the video, I totally loved it. Till you see Hrithik Roshan do this quick head pirouette thing, and you see a rat tail.
Oh my god,
they what gave a rat tail. Yeah, was that necessary? And then the other thing is that did you have to use contractor bags for his pants? Like, did you really have to use those contractor bags for his pants? You know, like, the man is built, like, he's chiseled, and I'm almost very jealous of the body because of the fact that it's perfection, right? It's the guy takes care of his body, he's quite frankly the prototypical kind of body that you would like from a bodybuilding perspective. It's not too big, not too small, he's cut, he's chiseled. Then why
he's
not
flexible
why hide it in that piece of crap costume?
The costume designer has something to answer to, I think. I don't know.
Hrithik has some ridiculous choices in the wardrobe section. A lot of times that you watch him, like, especially in his older movies, you're like, what the hell is he wearing? I don't know if you remember, Ruby Wax had this interview with him where she went on the set of Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. And he asked Ruby, is this too gay what I'm wearing or something like that? And he actually went back and changed it because he felt uncomfortable about it.
Well, and I think that it is an image thing, right? Again, it's the whole item number thing is how much skin do you want to show? Like, Hrithik was wearing a shirt that was pretty much cut from his collarbone all the way down to his navel.
Yeah, and it was all like mesh. I mean, it was like see-through. Yeah, like we were ogling his chest for, you know, like 3 minutes or however long.
Right, exactly. And I think that's what it is. But then they ruined the song for me when they reshot it and put Farhan Akhtar, which he's a great actor, but Farhan Akhtar's in that song. I was like, okay, see ya. Like,
yeah, well, thankfully they did that at the end of the movie so you could just, you know, get up and leave or, you know.
Right, or you could just kind of turn around to a person sitting next to you going, okay, really? That just happened.
Right. Yeah, it all felt a bit deflated, especially because he's wearing the same clothes, right?
Right, he's wearing the same clothes, doing the same steps. And it was, I think it was a good contrasting view to say, okay, here's what you can do with a superstar of Hrithik Roshan's character, and then here's what you can do with someone who's struggling.
Okay, let's move on. Let's hear a small snippet of Bhavre first. So number four for you, Parish.
Okay, this video is an awesome track to listen to, A, to play in the clubs, B, to dance to, C, and then this Koyna Mitra and Selena Jetli, which it's Dil Mein Baji Guitar from Apna Sapna Money Money, and it is the most pointless video in the history of mankind. It was literally built to show off Koyna Mitra and Selena Jetli in skimpy ass clothes, and that's all it was. And then you throw Ritesh Deshmukh and you throw Shreyas Talpade on top and Mika Singh in the back, and you have a winner. I mean, I watched this video and I cannot tell you, I actually worn out the DVD by rewinding it multiple times.
But you didn't mention the best part, which was Ritesh Deshmukh in drag.
See, I tend to forget that part. I just remember that.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that part.
You guys, that's the best part of the song. Ritesh Deshmukh in drag, like, boogieing around.
And what is actually sad is, in hindsight, in retrospect, when you look at that video now, you look at what Koyna Mitra was in that video and now what she looks like now.
Oh,
and Ritesh Deshmukh actually owns and rocks that outfit better than she actually does now.
Yeah, well, he doesn't look like a... I mean, he kind of looks like a tranny, but he... You know, it's a more attractive tranny than she looks like now.
Right, exactly.
And it's also a special karti pick for you, right?
Oh, sorry. Maybe I just shouldn't have used the word tranny, which some people think is offensive. But
well, no, and I think the idea is not to offend, it's to entertain and actually have a very level-headed view of what's going on. But you're right, this isn't my karti pick because it's Mika Singh, my karti president of the year. You know, every song this guy touches, for whatever reason, whenever he's going into that level of singing, it just turns into hit. He's got the Himesh touch without Himesh singing. Let's put that.
True.
Did anybody watch that movie of his?
No.
Kajare. It's not out yet, is it?
No, not Kajare. What was the movie that
Cars.
Had the auto...
Cars. Yeah, I watched that.
Was Cars the one that had the auto rickshaw chase in Germany?
No, that was the first one. That was Aapka Sarur.
Yes, that one. I want to watch that one just because I hear it's ridiculous that the fact that he took auto rickshaws from India and put them in on the German Autobahn.
Plus, he's like romancing like a 14-year-old girl, which is really off-putting. It's really weird to watch.
Yeah, he's better matched with Ermila, I think.
Because she would own him, is what she would do.
Has any of you seen Kars?
No.
How many references in that movie are there that Ermila is actually old? It's crazy. It's so. I don't know why she did that movie. It's pretty offensive.
They probably paid her.
Yeah, I guess.
Like a lot.
Hey, look at that. Good reason. She got some cash money. Yeah.
Because she's not doing too much these days, I think.
No,
I think she's semi-retired is what she is.
Yeah.
Which is actually also thankful because she wasn't the greatest actress in the world either.
No, but she had her charms.
Yeah. No, she did. But
Rangila.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one picked Rangila Ray or something.
Thank her for Rangila.
Yeah.
Well, we can always thank her for wearing that white outfit in Rangila.
Yeah.
Let's be very specific.
Apparently that was Jackie Shroff's white wife beater that she wore just before the shooting. And then Jackie Shroff went all belly out in that song.
The less I think about Jackie Shroff and that Speedo, the better.
The happier everybody else is.
I don't know what happened. Why didn't he just remain classy like Anil Kapoor and stuff like that? He could have done it. Anyway, speaking of getting paid, my number four, it's Rocking with the Kareena Kapoor in Kya Love Story Hai. The reason I picked this, and I'm explaining this because you guys both balked when I had this on the list, but the movie is completely forgettable. The only reason to remember this movie is because of this song. She did it as a favor to the director, and it's with Alisha Chennai. And I like the song because it's the emergence of Kareena as we know her now. The glamorous, the superstar Kareena, that's the first time she kind of came out. And I think the song is, it's nice for what it is. And it has she adds that touch of class to an item number, which I don't think before that really had.
I don't like the song. I personally don't like Kareena. So I mean, the song is acceptable, but Kareena, I can do without. There's something about her. Do you know that there's a movie, Fida, with Shahid Kapoor?
Yeah, I've seen that.
She gets shot in the end, in the head. And that was my favorite part of the whole movie. I was like, yes! Praise the Lord, she got shot in the head. That was me. I just don't think you can see her act. Like I think Beth said in the last podcast with you guys, there was a part in the movie with Abhishek Bachchan and Raman. Apparently you can see him go through the motions. I haven't watched the movie. But I think that's the same with Kareena. You can see her like count in her head, like, oh, I'm supposed to say this now, I'm supposed to say this now. There's nothing natural about it.
See, I like Kareena. The song It's Rocking is okay. What I don't like about this is that it's just so many close-ups of, like, here's Karina's face, here's her elbow, like, and it's not interesting to watch.
Is there a naval shot? I think there's a couple of naval shots, too, in there.
Yeah, and it's just like, come on. And that's the problem with all these, like, you know, supposedly classy item songs that all these heroines are doing, because they can't, some of them can't dance, some of them don't know how to be, like, you know, sultry. She's not sultry at all. She's just standing there. You know, it's not, and I like Kareena. Like, I like her a lot, but this song is just kind of dull.
I think the word I'm looking for is she comes across as a shrew.
Yeah.
That's not what I was going for, but
no, I think that's... maybe that's not the right word I'm using, but I think the fact that, you know, in an item number, and I think that's the whole idea. When we were just talking back to the thing is the guys are ogling because they think like they have a chance, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it. You create that impression where the guy thinks he has a shot at, you know, either ending up with this girl or doing monkey business with her. But with Kareena Kapoor as an item girl, you just kind of go, really? That?
Well, she's kind of untouchable, you know, like you... you like even you wouldn't throw money at the screen at her because you just she wouldn't stop to pick it up. You know, like it's just, yeah. She's too good for it.
Yeah, she's too good for it.
Royalty. She's film royalty, isn't she?
Yeah.
And then Saif Ali Khan would come out of the rafters and beat you as well.
Oh God.
Dude, we could take Saif Ali Khan. I'm not worried.
No, I could take Saif Ali Khan.
Exactly. Kara, number three for you.
Oh, this is one of my all-time favorites, which I guess it should be since it's my number three. This is Jab Bhi Cigarette from No Smoking, which I'm probably one of five people that not only saw it, but actually like liked the movie. Yeah. Yeah, but this song is just incredible because, well, the whole film is about desire, and this song especially is about desire because it starts up in an elevator and John Abraham, his character, stops smoking and somebody just lights up a cigarette. And if anyone has ever been a smoker, like at that moment, you're like, oh my God, I want a cigarette. And the thing, it's Adnan Sami sings it, but it's picturized on former model Jessie Randhawa. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, Jessie Randhawa.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's in drag, and it's just like so incredibly sexy because she's up on stage doing like this chair dance in this tight suit with this little bow tie, and there's all these girls and like their little like lingerie dancing with her, and yeah, it's just incredible.
Right, and I'm actually watching the video as on silent as we were doing this. As you know, it actually looks very well put together. I haven't watched the movie.
Oh, it's on the list.
It just looks very well put together.
Yeah, it's No Smoking is one of those movies I missed and I really want to catch up with, but I can't get my hands on it. Yeah,
it was panned because I think it was kind of marketed as like, oh, it's a new John Abraham movie, but it's really just like this little like art housey kind of deliberately weird and difficult film. But the item song is really good. And yeah, she's just, it's all about desire and everyone's like smoking and blowing cigarette smoke around. And I don't know, like this is a very erotic song.
Interesting. No, I haven't watched this. I should put this on my list to watch. This movie along with Kabul Express is sitting around somewhere at home. I just haven't had the time to sit down and watch movies. I think the other thing is the fact that there's so much of a slew of movies to watch that catching up is just a pain.
Yeah.
You know, and life takes over, which sucks because you almost want to take a week off and just do nothing but watch movies, and you can't do that. So
yeah.
And there's always the next one around the corner that you're excited about.
Right, exactly.
Dabang, just want to mention that.
Yeah, wow, that's going to be good. But this song, too, is hard to find. I don't think the full thing is up on YouTube.
Yeah.
No, the audio is, but not the video.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, I highly recommend, like, just watching the, if you can find it, because it's incredible.
Maybe we can upload a few of the links on the posting.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Paresh, man, number three for you.
All right, number three for me is actually the resurgence of Aishwarya Rai. And a little bit of background here is I used to be an Aishwarya Rai fan because of the way she looked, not because of the way she acted. Let me be very clear about that. Very clear about that. I stand the same way about Deepika Padukone as well. She looks great, but God, she can't act to save her life. Kajraare for me was the Aishwarya who went from being a young woman to being a hard damn. Look at that girl. She grew up, you know, kind of thing. Because and the video, and the song is great. The video is great because you can tell that it's a ridiculously short video. You can almost tell that they shot it at 2 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's tired, but they're having so much fun doing it that it just carries through the song. It's not a fast track if you think about it. It's actually a very slow track. It's actually maybe a couple of beats faster than Dekhle, you know, and that she can dance for sure. And for some reason, I don't know how she managed to do it, but she actually pulled off the sexy in this video somehow, you know. And I don't know what it was. I think this is a very intangible thing I can't put my finger on about how this video just kind of transcended the oral and visual thing, and actually met perfectly in that situation.
It's a very sexy song. Was she? I think part of it is the dance moves, because she does that one where she kind of spins around and she kind of gives like a come hither look to the camera. But then she like undoes, like she does that thing where she's like undoing her top.
Yeah.
You know, like that little move, like, yeah, that's really good.
And I think the other thing is the fact that it's a very Indian thing. Maybe it's a very South Asian guy thing, is the tumka is to watch that waist movement. And if it's done right, it's so attractive. I think she nailed it in that one. I think the choreography for that one helped her a lot. But I think also the fact that there just seems to be a confidence in her ability to be sexy as well. She's never been able to pull that off after, you know? And before that, she wasn't able to pull it off till my next pick, which I'll bring up in the next segment. But she's never been able to pull that off for the majority of her career, where she can just be sexy because she can be, not because she's trying.
I think there was one thing that made it sexy, and why it's never been as sexy, I think, is Alisha Chinoy again. She's the voice behind Kajare, and I think that every time Alisha sings, she just adds some sort of sexiness to the song. And plus, right. I think for Aishwarya, she was just comfortable being in that situation. You have her husband and her father-in-law there, so I just think for her a sense of comfort was there that we probably won't ever see again, and that's what bothers me about her acting, that she doesn't seem comfortable with it.
I think she's grown into a good actress. I don't think she was initially, but speaking of this song though, like Sani, who does So They Dance, was saying that this was Banti or Babli was one of the first Bollywood films that she saw, and she was really confused by this song because she's like, well, who is this woman? Where does she come out of nowhere? And why do we never see her again? Which is kind of something that, I don't know, like if, after you watch enough Bollywood, you just sort of internalize it, like, oh, there's going to be a special appearance. There's going to be an item song. You know, this is just what it is. Right. But I think that it could be something really confusing for Westerners who were like, what the heck is going on here?
You know? And you're right, it's always in the second half. Like we mentioned, always in the second half of the movie, and just before the movie's going to go take that turn. So, yeah, Kajare for me, I know Asim, it's in your list as well, but Kajare for me is the reappreciation of Aishwarya Rai as potentially sexy for me. Mm.
Okay, let's move on then to my number three. I've made it pretty clear that I'm a pretty huge fan of this guy, but I think he's also the first one that made item numbers for men popular. Let's listen to a little to the little track O Jaane Jaana from Pyar Kiya To Darna Kya. ना कोई मंजिल है ना कोई साथी है फिर भी निकल पड़ा हूं घर से शायद जिसकी तलाश है वही साथी है वही मंजिल है फिर जाने जाना ढूंढे तुझे दीवाना सपनों में रोज आए आ जिंदगी में आना जाने जाना ढूंढे तुझे दीवाना सपनों में रोज आए आ जिंदगी में आना सनम So, that was O Jaane Jaana, sung by Kamal Khan for Pyar Kiya To Darna Kya, with a bare-chested Salman Khan on a stage dancing and...
playing the guitar very poorly.
With his little, like, ear microphone, because we think he's really singing.
Yeah.
I love that little touch, because it's just so unnecessary.
He hadn't discovered the self-tan yet.
No, he hadn't.
He hadn't slapped it on quite yet, like he does now. But the song is pretty good, and what we say about ogling women, and this was kind of the first male ogling song for women, I guess, right?
Oh, sorry, but like for me, like O Jaane Jaana reminds me more of those, you know, like in the South films where they have like the hero. I don't know, like it just reminded me more of something like that, where it's like, oh my gosh, we all love the hero. Like here he is being awesome. Kind of more than an item song, more like a hero promotion song.
Right, right.
I don't know.
And I think, but again, to the point of the whole podcast is it did nothing for the plot line. It did nothing for the plot line because it was pretty much, here's someone's right pec, here's someone's left pec. Oh, look, here's a six pec. Let's go down each ab and show you exactly what it looks like. And then look, he turns around and shows you his tightly worked out ass. Oh, great. So almost, it almost feels like it was built for the women to ogle him, but also for the closet gay community to go, okay, look, here you go.
Yeah, I think so, and I think that's probably a large part of its appeal, and I think it's also legitimized for men to take their shirts off, which then Shah Rukh Khan took to a whole another level in Dard-e Disco.
And then Hrithik Roshan just showed off, and Hrithik Roshan took it to the next level with Kites and Bhangra. I mean, it was like pretty much the anti-steak, right? It's like, let me say, I'll raise your abs and add an 8-pack, and tomorrow's going to be a 10-pack, and next week is going to be my chest are my abs. You know, it's like, oh my God.
I'm just, you know, just speaking on behalf of the women, I don't really like Shah Rukh's look in Dard-e Disco. I think he looks a little emaciated. Stark.
Yes.
Yeah, but Salman is looking really good in O Jaane Jaana, I think. Well, maybe it also helps that his backup dancers are guys in bright pink shirts.
I think in O Jaane Jaana, it does seem effortless, where the effort for Shah Rukh did shine through.
Yeah. Makes it a little less fun for me. Whereas, like, O Jaane Jaana, like, Salman is clearly having an excellent time on stage, having all those girls, like, scream after him.
And it's a good song. I mean, that's why...
Yeah, it is.
Remade and remixed, and I've heard, like, that awesome mix that you guys have on the Curry Smugglers. I just love that one. So let's move on to your number two, Kara.
Oh, my number two, another Shah Rukh special appearance, Musta Kalunder. And yes. I know you guys were like, well, maybe this isn't an item song, but I think it is because the whole, like, it's just such a tease. And, you know, it goes on with Akshay and Vidya and Ritesh. And, you know, they're dancing. And, the tension just builds and builds because we all know that Shah Rukh is doing a special appearance. And we all know it's in this song.
I wasn't there, actually.
Oh, okay. So then you guys were like extra surprised because, you know, Vidya, like, she's got the wind machine. She like turns around and you see on the stairs, just like the suit of clothes and like the back. And you're like, oh my God, who is it? And he like turns around and I don't know, like, I just got like a chill at my spine. I was like, oh my God, it's Shah Rukh. And it's just an incredible like moment in Sajid Khan filmmaking history.
My wife was with me and she's a huge Shah Rukh Khan fan. And the theater lit up with her smile when she figured out it was Shah Rukh. So for us, it was a complete surprise, and I think it did work. I mean, it did add that little bit to the song.
Right, right. And what was he had a ponytail in that look. I think wasn't he building a look for Om Shanti Om?
He might have been, yeah.
No, he was. I think he was concurrently building the look for Om Shanti Om because it was his. It was the second half, the character he played, Om Kapoor, in the second half had longer hair. Yeah. I think he was shooting that concurrently, which is why he's wearing the sherwani and covering up the body, because that was just trying to protect the look as well of the movie.
But you can still see it in his neck area that he's like really skinny and like...
Right.
Song, it's like all about the atmosphere. And like you said, with like the wives, like, you know... I don't know. His appearance in Hey Baby is like it's the high point of the movie. It's like the pinnacle of the movie because I don't know. It builds, it builds and builds. And then Shah Rukh turns around and
And I haven't watched the movie all the way through. Yeah. The Money Shot. There you go. Porn reference number three. There you go. So with not watching the movie, I actually haven't watched it. Is Shah Rukh Khan only in that song and that's it? He's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is really an item number.
It's a special appearance.
Right. And speaking of Shah Rukh, which is my next track, is where I actually felt, and this is the kid in me in college in 1998-99 when this movie was out, when I watched this video with Aishwarya Rai in it, I was like, Jesus. I had excused myself from a room going, okay, I gotta go. This is getting way too warm in here. Is Ishq Kameena from Shakti.
मुश्किल जीना इश्क कमीना
both of them in the video, I think they had chemistry, but that when I said earlier about Aishwarya owning sexy, that was like you could touch the screen and your hand would light on fire kind of thing. It's like, damn, what happened to her? You know, because up until that point, she'd be playing all these goody two-shoe roles, and suddenly you see her in these skimpy outfits, soaking wet, dancing like there's no tomorrow and rocking it.
Was that also a rain song? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't a rain song as much as I think it was just...
Wet.
They were just wet.
They were, yeah. But no, yeah, Aishwarya is really good in that. And she does that hip thing a lot. Yeah. And she's got the two-piece, like, with that little black skirt. But the thing with this one, too, is that Shah Rukh is just as objectified by the camera as she is. And I feel like for every close-up of Aishwarya, there's, like, here's Shah Rukh in his black mesh shirt. So it's a little something for everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm. And actually, I think that was a good introduction because Shah Rukh's... did you watch this movie, Kara? You watched Shakti, right?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, you have to watch it. Both, it's a very difficult movie to watch because of the amount of violence up until that point, and even after
the
movie.
Violence.
Yeah, but no, the violence is glorified. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like torture porn, which is not my idea of fun.
Yeah,
but,
no, I don't like that.
But it's borderline to that, and they basically let Nana Partika loose on the movie, is what they said. Here, Nana Partika, here's the script, and you're going to eat up about 80% of it. And he's like, "Hello, yes, Motherlord," but. You know, right before that song starts is where Karishma Kapoor's character runs into Shah Rukh Khan's character at this barn/village square, and he saves her from a bunch of goons, and he's trying to basically gauge the goons to see what they like, so he's acting drunk, and he says the best line of the movie, because it's like such a meta line, movie within a movie. He actually says, "Jab bhi Aishwarya Rai humse takrati hai sapne mein bolti hai daya re daya, sorry bhaiya," which translates to every time we see Aishwarya Rai in a dream, she actually goes, "Oh, sorry, bhaiya ji, I didn't mean to do that." You know, and then bam, the next scene is Aishwarya Rai dancing with him. And so it's like this whole, "Ooh, look what he just did," kind of thing. It's just, you know, it was really funny. And then again, the movie takes off and goes into high gear right after. Literally, the next scene after the song is a fight scene right away. So, and you're right, objectifying them both in the song. But for me, that song, again, great listening experience, fantastic video, but then that is the only video I think that I've seen Aishwarya Rai, even more than Kajaria, totally own the sexy. Like, say, you know what, I am going to be controlling this whole screen for the next 6 minutes in your mind.
But did they have full-fledged roles, or was it just like a special?
Shah Rukh is actually in the movie for about 15 minutes.
Oh,
that's
really?
All it is.
Like it's, army.
Yeah, no, not even army. Like, army was such a stupid role. Like, he's actually made an impact in the movie, but that 15 minutes, I think, I'm not the biggest Shah Rukh Khan fan. I do agree that he acts really well, but I think what he needs is movies like Shakti and, you know, smaller roles where he can just come in and work his game for 15, 20 minutes and leave, where he just needs to choose some scenery. I think the restrained Shah Rukh Khan works great in Chakte India and Kank and all those things, but when he's a live wire, and when this is, you know, kind of reverse of what I've actually said before, is when he's a live wire and he actually just is a guest actor, not top billing, and he knows he can just play with the role, I think that's when he actually kind of comes out and you can see a little bit of the energy that he had when he was doing DDLJ in the earlier movies. Right now, I think he's just typecast. Almost.
Yeah, well, I guess like Mast Kalandar is almost like a mini dose of Ishq Kameena.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's just he comes, he does his business, he leaves. That's it.
Yeah, and he's just so. Yeah, he is. He's just electric on screen in those moments, and he just brightens up like the whole thing, and then he leaves, and you're like, "Oh, really? Come back."
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happens in Shakti as well, because when you watch Shakti in the role that he has in Shakti, it's just like, oh man, really, they're going to carry this whole role all the way to the end of the movie. It was such a wasted role. And at the end of it, the way the role is written out, it's like, oh. So.
Yeah, I think sometimes Shah Rukh gets stuck in that superstar mold that he has. It's superstar Shah Rukh. And that's the one that gets annoying. But when he can get back to being an actor, which we so rarely see him be, then it kind of still works. But yeah, he just doesn't get those chances. Because actually the public wants to see him as superstar Shah Rukh.
Well, I
like superstar Shah Rukh. I don't like... I'm just not a big fan of like romantic Shah Rukh, where he does that like the little stutter. And I know that's what like a lot of the Shah Rukh fangirls really like, but it's just not my thing.
I think a lot of the Shah Rukh fangirls like romantic Shah Rukh with mixed in with brooding Shah Rukh.
Yeah.
And I happen to like restrained Shah Rukh. I think Chakde India, I think that if he does Chakde, if he does Dawn, where Dawn is such a controlled role, it's just like he knows exactly what he's going to do. And you don't know what happens in the movie till the twist comes out at the end. But
it's such a subtle thing. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think what needs to happen with him is maybe he needs to go away for a couple of years and come back and do something ultra negative like he did in Dar, which for me is brilliant. He was brilliant.
Well, I think Raw 1 is going to be good.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it might be interesting. Yeah. But I think he just needs to step away from doing superstar movies and just do a film.
Yeah.
Ravan, I'm just worried that they'll be hanging around on wires too much, which you know I hate. I'm really worried there's going to be a lot of wire work again.
As long as it doesn't look like Krish.
Yeah, like Krish. I mean, I like the way they do it in the Dabang trailer to get back to there, but...
Oh, that's going to be amazing. I actually got a shiver up my spine when I saw the trailer for that this weekend. That and Once Upon a Time in Mumbai are going to be really good.
The scene where he swings somebody in front of a train and then pulls them back.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I was like, that is awesome. And that's how you should do wire fu or whatever. But Ravan is probably going to be jumping in slow motion and bikes and this and that. So that's the only part I'm kind of worried about. Moving on, so my number two of item numbers is who I call kind of the queen of the celebrity item numbers, Shilpa Shetty. And this was her swan song in item numbers, Shut Up and Bounce from Dostana.
That's exactly what I was thinking of too when you were talking earlier about, you know, how some of these you're like, oh, that's where they went. Yeah. And you see Shilpa Shetty and Dostana, you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about her.
Well, she kind of came back after her success in Big Brother, and I think she was hoping that that would revive her movie career again, which it clearly didn't. I think she's managing a cricket team or something like that now, or whatever.
Yeah, she is.
She's also doing reality TV because she's hosting that dance show with Arshad Varsi.
So yeah, I wasn't
aware. What show is this again?
Zara Nachte, don't ask
Yes, that's right.
Well, Shut Up and Bounce was basically an item number in two sense of the word. You could ogle on Shilpa Shetty, but on the other hand, you had also the infamous John Abraham. Ash shot that he pretty
much. Oh my God. And let me tell you, I saw that in a packed theater on like the Friday night it opened, and the wolf whistles that John Abraham got were out of control. I mean, it was pretty intense.
Like you could hear heartbeat stop at that moment. Women's heartbeat stopped. And some guys, 10% to 12%, apparently.
Exactly.
And 10% of the male audience also. Well, then the rest of the guys are like, oh, man, damn it, now I'm going to have to hit the gym again.
You asshole, John Abraham.
John Abraham.
Karan Johar asked him to specifically work out his legs for that role.
Why is
nice. Because they were going to do they did that shot where they actually screened up the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and they went to his gluteus maximus, and you're like, thanks. I appreciate how you just ruined my life.
And then all the ladies in the audience threw money at the screen.
But, you know, I think the other thing is also the fact that this is where I appreciate Abhishek Bachchan, because he doesn't have the body, right? And he knows it. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to try and style my way through the video because I am not going to take my shirt off. And thank heavens for small mercies, because the guy knows his limitations.
Yeah, we don't want to see Abhi without his shirt on. I mean, that's of the many...
You don't want to see Abhi, period, right?
Well, I don't, but I especially don't want to see him without a shirt on.
You know, I do think that he gets a bad rap. I mean, to be who he is, but if you just take his body of work and look at the body of work, I think he's building an interesting library of movies. Now, whether the performances have been great or not, it's contentious, of course, but I think the movies he's picked are not all horrible. Like, Refugee was a well-written movie. Guru was a well-written movie. He did a decent job. I think he could have done a better job than that. Yuva was fantastic. I think he's picked movies that make sense when you look at them in hindsight, but obviously there's always that part in the movies where you go, he could have stepped his game up a little bit more.
You are baiting Kara at the moment.
I know, I'm really biting my tongue.
I know.
She is. Nails grind into the table.
I know, she's like, I don't believe you just said that. I know, but I agree. He's not my favorite actor of all the industry as well. I don't have a favorite as such, but I do appreciate the fact that there are movie choices that he's making that other people would not dare make, you know, because they're so afraid of losing that status. And I think that's
he does. He has the luxury to choose interesting things, you know.
Right. I almost wish like somebody like John Abraham would do something that's not Pretty Boy.
He does, though. I mean, that's the thing. I don't think John Abraham's the world's greatest actor, but he does pick interesting roles, like Taxi Number 9211.
Yeah.
And yeah, No Smoking, Kabul Express. Like, I actually have a lot of respect for John Abraham.
And even that football movie he did, didn't he?
Yeah. Which, I mean, there were problems with that, you know, in the editing. It was way too long, and it wasn't, like, this, I don't know. But it was an interesting role. I think he does pick in. Like, he doesn't have as many, like, garam masalas to his name as things like Kabul Express.
Yeah. Yeah, who would be a good example of picking the same role again and again and again? It would be...
Salman Khan.
Salman Khan almost is turning into a meta version of himself. He's like, you know what? I know I'm ridiculous. I'm just going to do it now.
Which, you know? I approve of. I think that's pretty excellent.
And I think it's working for him. Like Wanted and now Dabang. Yeah. He's really figured out what he wants to do, and this is going to work. It doesn't work when he's doing Got to See Great or Mel or Mrs. Khanna, whatever he's trying to do. But Wanted, just people want to see him that way.
But Wanted even had a good item song too. I mean, not just the one in the Gangsters Club, but it's at the very beginning because it had special appearances from Anil Kapoor, Govinda, and Prabhudeva. That was great.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so this is the final part of the show. Number ones. Actually, you have a number two left, right? No, you just heard number two. No, so we got number ones left.
Yeah, number ones. So, Kara.
Drum roll, please.
All right, my number one, starring the queen of all item numbers, now and forever, Helen in Ah Jaane Jaan. Which, for anyone who hasn't seen it, is basically Helen in a blonde wig and sparkly, like, eye things, and in a very revealing outfit, tormenting a guy in a cage while she, like, dances around him and, like, lays on the ground, like, you know, fucking her pelvis. And she tickles him with a feather at one point. I mean, it's amazing. Like, nobody does this in Bollywood anymore. Like, nobody ever did this, and no one ever does it again.
It is so OTT. That video is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And there's even, I mean, if people are offended by people getting blacked up and stuff like that, and blackface,
oh, yeah, don't watch.
Seriously. Yeah, please don't watch that video. If you don't like blackface and you're offended by that, no.
Well, it's a thing. Yeah, and it's just like, it's over the top, and it's just wrongly erotic. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I shouldn't be loving this, but I really am.
I know, I should be feeling this flushed, feeling in the back of my neck and hair. I know, it's one of those ones where you actually have to go, kind of walk away, go, okay, I need a shower, but I'm not sure if I should shower, because then it shows I have shame.
Yeah, and I mean, she is, like we said earlier, she is kind of the queen of these kind of songs, so I think it's a rightful number one.
Yeah, no, I think I agree. I think that's, she is and forever will be, right, the queen of Bollywood item numbers. Yeah. Until somebody else comes in and owns it, you know, in a couple of movies back to back, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know? And then I guess it's my turn here, right?
Yeah. All right,
so my number one is from the Vivek Oberoi movie Dum, which was actually the only movie I've ever liked Vivek Oberoi in. And the song is Babuji with Yana Gupta, which is a ridiculous video.
Yeah, I'm like fanning myself right now because that video is hot.
That video is hot. Hard in the sun. It is so hard. Yana Gupta, for me, for a while, before I was married, was like, I'm a marry Yana Gupta. If she can dance, I'm a Yana Gupta. That was me. I was the fan. I was like, I'm going to marry her. I need to find out who she is. I need more, you know? And it's funny is pop culture fact is that she actually did a couple of these item numbers and then disappeared and is only doing modeling now. But she actually lives in the city I go to work in India every time I go to visit. So it's like, do I see her on the street? Do I see her on the street? It's like, you know, the little fanboy comes out of me all the time. But Kara and I were talking about this. We actually talked about this right before we went to do the show, is that one sequence where the guy touches her in the show, in the video, and then he lights up on fire.
Yeah, and like, you don't get that very much.
You don't get that. You don't get that. And if you actually watch that scene frame by frame, you actually see he's holding her, he's touching her, but he's got a lighter under his armpit where he's lighting his arm on fire. You actually see it. So if you actually watch the DVD and frame by frame, you see him light the lighter right there.
Oh, because that's fun.
I forget the way they place the shot, the way the block is, because she's up in the forefront and you see her chest heaving, that you're not going to pay attention to the other guy.
Which I never did.
It's misdirection like magicians do.
My favorite move from that song, though, is where, because she, like, it's all about, like, teasing us, the viewers, mm-hmm. and because she does, like, she crouches down and she's got, like, this little skirt thingy, but it's kind of it's cut, like, on an angle, so it's, like, low, like, on one part, and then it comes up higher, but she, like, crouches down and you're just like, oh my god, that skirt's gonna blow up, it's gonna blow up, and, like, it never does, but, like,
it is all the way, yeah, because it's on the left leg. See how much I watch this video? It's on the left leg. It comes all the way up to the fold of the groin, and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my god, like, just a well placed wind machine, and it would be all over.
And what's interesting is the fact that the video in the movie is a cross between both versions of the song of the album, which I thought was a waste, you know. But they go from this really interior village girl outfit, you know, slutty village girl outfit, and then they put on this leather thing in the end of the video, and then they have the guy from Lagan, I can't remember his name right now, pouring wine over her leg and licking it. And I'm like,
oh my god, I love that part.
He
has to unzip her boot, and she just like pours like the stuff down, and he's
and you watch that, and you're like, I shouldn't be feeling this. I shouldn't be feeling so hot, but I am. Damn you.
Is that like one of those scenes with From Dusk Till Dawn where Salma Hayek pours beer over her leg? Is it like that or something?
Think sexier is red wine.
Red wine.
Yeah. Very sexy.
I think more than any other song, this is the kind of song, even if you're watching it in your living room, you're throwing money at your television screen, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is one of the things where actually, true story, I actually have the video on my iPod.
Oh my God.
I do. So when I need to pick me up, I throw that video on. It's a fantastic video. It's a ridiculous song. Like, Sonu Kakkar, I think, just rocked that song. She does such a fantastic job singing it, too. You know, there's huskiness in the voice. So for me, that is the be-all, end-all item number for myself, at least.
Let's hear a snippet. Then moving on to my number one, and you've already mentioned it, Paresh. It's Kajrare from Bunty and Bubbly, the 2005 movie. I picked this because it's Shankar Ehsaan Loy, who, they're pretty awesome. I mean, they've kind of like toned down how many albums they're turning out now. But in that time, you had Aishwarya, Amitabh, and Abhishek all together singing this awesome song. It had a bit of Qawwali feel in it. It had Aishwarya dressed up like this extremely mutated, sexy fisher lady. I don't know what it was, but
I don't know what it was either, but that thing in the hair was just distracting. What was that? It looked like a brooch that was like...
No, it was just...
whatever it was.
It was like a scientific experiment of sexiness all poured into one woman. And like, what I really like about that clip, and this is really going into specifics, but she has like a little bit of jelly on her belly. I just love that.
Yeah, I like that too. I don't like
Is your wife around to hear this kind of stuff?
No, she's not actually. She's two rooms away. But I think she's very much aware of my Aishwarya obsession.
But no, but the jiggling like makes it sexier. Because think of Mamed Khan, like especially in anything. There's like a little bit, you know, there's a little bit to move, like to play with. It's not like watching
a Barbie doll. I'm going to say it because you guys won't say it. There's a little cushion for the pushing. y'all won't say it, I will, okay?
So yeah, that's why we had the memorial filthiest pick of Parade.
which we can go into after you, well, I guess now, right?
Yeah, except, I mean, just about Kajrare, I love the song, Alisha Chennai, and that... nose piercing. Oh my god.
Yes.
It. I'm gonna go watch Kajrare after we're done recording. Okay, so, moving on. Did you guys have any honorable mentions, Kara?
I do have an honorable mention, but I guess because we're calling this the Paresh Memorial Filthy Pick of the Week, I guess you guys should do the yours first, because if I pick my own award back, it doesn't make any sense.
All right. Well, then my pick for the Paresh Memorial Award for Filthiest Item Song of all time is Chuki Chuki from Chocolate, which is my favorite item girl, Mimi Khan, in a club number. And, like, I mean, it's just crazy. She's, like, mostly nude, and everyone on stage is mostly nude, and it's, like, there's water poured on stage. But the best part is, you know, here comes, like, an, I don't know. I mean, it's just, like, close-ups of her heaving bosom and people doing things to one another. I mean, it's just really intense.
The thing that doesn't then the actress jump in and start dancing on the song too? I don't know what her name is. Shusmita Sen or no, not something.
Tanushree Dutta. Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't really work. They should have just focused on Mumit Khan the whole time.
And there's probably some little, like, plot in there. But, I mean, you could also look at it like Mumit is so sexy that, like, everybody has to dance when she's around.
Right.
It's a really dirty song. Really, you watch it and you're like, oh, God. My pick was, I don't really know if it's an item song per se, but it's just a dirty song. And it's, I'm sure that nobody knows this song because this movie just came and went. It was one of those movies that, there was this resurgence of extremely sexy songs with, Meghna Naidu and Malika Sherawat. And there was a certain period, right, with the Imran Hashmis. And this was Sonu Nigam's try. It was Love in Nepal, and it was, Katra Katra. And,
oh my God.
Oh my.
Well, Sonu Nigam's kind of a filthy guy, because just the one time I met him, I saw him literally look me up and down, like, literally, like, just not even, like, pretending to not be doing it. I mean,
married to? I don't blame him. Jeez.
Who's he married
like,
to? But,
like, every time I see his wife's picture, it reminds me of the line from Home Alone, Buzz, your girlfriend, woof. You know, it's just, wow.
It's clearly one of those things that he married before he got famous, and now he's cussing himself for it. He's like, God damn it!
Well, he has no shame in blatantly ogling women, so, yeah.
Yeah, so that was my... This is a really nasty, nasty...
You know, Asim, I'm watching the video right now, and, dude, like, you win. That's it. Like, I was looking jukey, but I'm watching this, and this just having Sonu in the video makes me want to take a shower.
I know,
he's so creepy.
He's, like, drinking, and that little ring beard he's got rocking, that just makes it even more seedy. It's a horrible, horrible song, but, the girl, whoever she is, she's putting in a lot of effort.
Yeah, and that little shirt, kind of mostly unbuttoned.
Right. And from my filthiest track, because, you know, I think it's an honorable mention because I can't claim the award because it's, of course, named after me, is the song that started all the controversy in the first place. Now, I wouldn't call it dirty necessarily, but I think because it started the movement in the Hindi movie industry, I'm not talking about Telugu or Tamil, but in the Hindi movie industry, this is the song that created all this furor back in the day, was Karishma Kapoor's Sexy, Sexy, Sexy. And when she's wearing that one-piece outfit that basically she could either have a hemline or a neckline, and she could decide. And it was ridiculous. And then you put somebody as ungraceful as Karishma Kapoor as she was back in the day, with that unibrow, with that bumped hair, with the nasty music, and you just kind of go, oh my God, what an abomination. And it's unusually hot. And it was unusually hot. It was.
I gotta say, that track was on repeat. I was a huge Karishma Kapoor fan, unibrow or not, I love that woman. And Sexy, Sexy, Sexy was, that was on repeat, like, the video of it.
Hey, Kara, did you know what the controversy was with the song before?
No, because I think that's probably before I started paying attention
So Sexy, Sexy, Sexy came out, and Asim, you remember this, right? So they brought it out, and the government was in such a furor that they actually made them re-record the song with Alisha Chinoy again and rename it Baby, Baby, Baby. So where she goes, so the actual line of the song is Sexy, 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 Mujhe Log Bole, right? And then they actually made her say Baby, 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 Mujhe Log Bole, but they redubbed it, so she's, when you watch the movie, she's saying Sexy, Sexy, Sexy. She's lip-syncing Sexy, but you hear Baby. You're like, really? And that's what made the song even more dirtier, is because of the fact that, you know, it's like this, oh my God, the government got in the act.
Yeah. But I think a lot of the controversy was like Choli Ke Piche back in the day, remember?
Choli Ke Piche. I'm sorry.
no, that was sexy. That song was sexy.
Crazy sexy, but the kind of controversy it created just because of the lyrics, when you compare that to a movie like Kante, which is, you know what I mean? Like, it's just right. Like Aurora slithering down a pole. I mean, yeah. How much have we changed?
How much have we evolved? Exactly.
Exactly.
But I do appreciate Madhuri Dixit for that movie where they asked her so much about, you know, what did you feel about doing the song? What did you say? And she basically said, no comment. I'm not, and she's like, I'm not dignifying this with a response. I'm not going to. And that was so good. That has made me really happy because even as I was a kid at that point, but even at that point, it's like, you know what? That's class.
Yeah,
she's like, I did my job.
She's very classy. Yeah.
I did my job and I'm going home. You guys can have any perception of what you want, but that song and that track works for what is written in the script. I did my job. I went home and that's it.
I mean, for me, Choli Ke Piche, I didn't put it on my list because I think the word item number is something too classy to have anything to do with Madhuri Dixit. So,
right.
Like,
yeah, Madhuri, she's never sleazy. Like, she's sexy, but she's never sleazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, from a teenager boy's perspective, you would look at Madhuri Dixit and go, you know what? I'd like to actually get to know that woman before I hit that. Versus item number, like, I don't hit that. You know, I was like, hello, baby.
And after you hit that, she'd probably make you like good food and like take good care of you.
Yeah. And she'd make you call back as well the next day. You know, none of this slam bam, thank you, ma'am. It's like, you know, you got to call me back tomorrow. Make sure you come back tomorrow. You know? Wow, this podcast just went like to a PG-13, like to an NC-17 rating.
That's what you get.
We were NC-17 the whole time.
We were. But I think from an honorable mention, I think that we were talking about this earlier, is overall, I think we all agree on this one track, is Divangi from Om Shanti Om.
Yeah.
Is an item number that's more of a marketing tool and less of a sleaze fest.
Yeah. And I think it was also very reminiscent because the whole movie was about the 70s and the movies. It was basically Johnny Janardhan from Naseeb brought back to our times, and it became Divangi Divangi, which just had a host of characters in it. I mean,
right.
That scene where I see Salman Khan and Shah Rukh being all buddy and dancing, it kind of still brings an air tear to my eye.
Well, I just love seeing them all do their old dance moves. And there's something like even Urmila she's looking a little odd these days, but seeing her do like the Rangila, like elbow, yeah. I don't know, yeah. Like, you know, you get a little nostalgic, you get a little choked up, and then you want to watch it again.
My favorite part of the whole video is where he dances with Kajol, because I think that their chemistry, Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol, is just so real. Like, you can tell that they actually, well, I know they're married to other people, that there's this platonic love that they just, you can see it. You know, it's not, it transcends the screen, because you can tell that they both, they have a strong relationship as friends, and that's what translated out to me, especially when they did that little kuch kuch hota thing with the nose tap. I was like, okay, that's cute, you know?
Well, I feel like, Shah Rukh, I think, is really good. One of the reasons maybe that he does all these romances, he's very good at making actresses feel comfortable.
Right.
You know, like, you can just tell that they feel very relaxed, very comfortable with him. And then they're more free to do like what Aishwarya did in Ishq Kamina, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that I would compare Divangi to Michael Jackson's Liberian Girl. I would. I mean, I would compare to that because of the star power in both those videos.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a very good connection. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah, because Liberian Girl is just like this whole, you know, let me bam, 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 hit you with all these names. And then Michael Jackson shows up at the end, whereas this is the other way around. It's because Shah Rukh's hosting this party in this movie. But there's all these names coming out. And you kind of go, wow, I didn't even know this person was alive. This person's still around. This person, you know, it's awesome. Dharmendra in that was awesome.
Dharmendra, loved
Dharmendra. Oh, my God, yeah.
Jitendra in that video was awesome. Awesome.
Mithun.
Especially Mithun was Mithun. Awesome. Mithun.
Well, and Rekha. Rekha coming down.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing with Rekha is that every time you look at Rekha, you're like, okay, Black Widow. It's like, she's just transcended that thing. It's like, oh my God, she's going to kill Shah Rukh. She's going to eat it right now. It's like, oh.
Yeah, she could be like one of those Hollywood madams now, you know, like something Sunset Boulevard or something.
Yeah. You're lucky I didn't pick Nach Meri Jaan with Rekha and Arshad as one of my picks.
Okay, well, I guess that's it then, right?
I guess that's it. Yeah, this has been fun. Thank you for having us on the show.
I hope that the public out there enjoys us. Like we said in the previous Bollywood episode that we did for You Podcast, if people like this, we'll keep doing it. It's a lot of fun for us in any case, right?
Yeah, because it's unedited. We actually sit there and we can say what the hell we want. We have to actually cut ourselves out.
That's what a podcast is for, you know?
And anytime I get to talk about Bollywood without people trying to shut me up and rolling their eyes is fun.
Well, I rolled my eyes at least 4 times. I'm just kidding. Because I know you wanted to smack me upside the head for that little segue of Abhishek Bachchan in there.
Yeah, right. That's when I was rolling my eyes.
Well, there's the one last thing is that I want to point this out because Asim, I know this is important to you and me and Kara as well. Is like any views in this podcast, adult or otherwise, are strictly our own. It does not reflect who we are in real life.
Right.
Maybe it does, and maybe you'll have to meet us to find out.
So maybe you can kind of just give your final goodbyes and where people can find more of your work, Kara.
Oh, well, you can find me at filmygirl.blogspot.com, and I talk Bollywood a lot and pontificate, but in print, not in in audio. So,
yeah. And then you can find me, of course, on Curry Smugglers, which is SoundCloud and Facebook and Twitter and iTunes, and just look for Curry Smugglers. You'll find us there. I am one half of a dream team. No, and when I say dream team, I mean my Sachin, who works with me, is actually the guy who runs the show for us. I just happen to be comic relief.
Yeah, when is Sachin going to do an item number for us?
Sachin doing an item number. You know what? Maybe we should start a movement. Awesome. Are you on board?
Actually, I was going to start a Facebook fan page for him.
Let's do it. And I think we should.
Let's get Pauji number two on two next time.
Yes, we should. Let's get Pauji number two on there. So this is Paresh signing off on the Curry Smugglers. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Awesome, all yours.
Yeah, so that was our bonus episode from You Podcast and Curry Smugglers Filmy Girl. It'll be probably posted on all three sites. Thank you for listening, and we leave you with Kajraria as the end of the show. See you guys. Thanks. ظالم نظر ہٹا لے میرا چین بین سے بوجھڑا ظالم نظر ہٹا لے برباد ہو رہے ہیں جی برباد ہو رہے ہیں جی تیرے اپنے شہر والے میرا چین بین سے بوجھڑا ظالم
Kajrare, tere kare kare naina.
Kajrare, kajrare, tere kare kare naina.
O kajrare, kajrare, tere kare kare naina.
Kajrare, kajrare, tere kare kare naina.
O mere naina, mere naina, mere naina, judwa naina.
O kajrare, kajrare, tere kare kare naina.
Kajrare, kajrare, tere kare kare naina.
Kare, kare.